Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Night two here in Corpus as the Saudis go for a second straight victory over the Hooks. I'm joined by Trent Youngblood, who had the big swing in the eighth inning last night in his fourth Sod Poodle game. And Trent, what did it mean to you to come through in a moment like that so early on in your double-A career after the promotion?
Oh, it was awesome. I was just, glad to be able to help the team. Came up in an important spot and just got a good pitch and took a good swing on it. And, you know, obviously the guys had to get on for, you know, me to be in that position anyway. So it was fun. It's been a great start here. I love being around the guys. Nice to, you know, have a little just getting reunited with some guys from spring training that I haven't seen in a while. So kind of happy to be here and just continue this thing and keep it rolling.
For fans that haven't seen you play before, what's the scouting report on you through your own eyes?
Oh, man. From my own eyes, I'd say a bat-to-ball guy that uses his speed to kind of drive OPS. I'm going to try to, you know, have hustle doubles, steal bases, create a little havoc, try to play the game as fast as I can while, you know, being under control. Sometimes I have to slow myself down a little bit, but most importantly, just being a team guy, having quality at-bats, and doing the job that I need to do, so.
You were taken in 2024, as you mentioned, from Transylvania University in Kentucky. That's a Division III school that's known more for its congressmen and Supreme Court justices and vice presidents than maybe it is for baseball. But what was the process like of you being scouted and ultimately drafted in the top 10 rounds from a D3 school? When did you realize it was going to be the Diamondbacks?
Well, I didn't realize it was going to be the Diamondbacks until about 2 minutes before my name was picked. But just in terms of the whole scouting process, it was pretty minimal, as you would expect, until I got to about my junior year. And summer ball played a little bit of factor, playing in a pretty competitive league. I had a head coach that, you know, did everything he could do to get me seen. And so I give a lot of credit to him. I think I lost a little bit of interest after my junior year. I think I got a little sped up seeing some guys in the stands for the first time. And by the time I got to my senior year, I was just trying to enjoy the game a little bit more and making sure I was having fun. And sure enough, like, I was playing better and started having some more interest. And it wasn't until draft day, and there was one team I had heard of that was, you know, in the picture that wasn't the Diamondbacks. But, I got that call right before I was about to play a summer game and was completely surprised. And definitely a moment I'll never forget, but couldn't be happier to be a part of this organization.
I don't know if you know it, but you're speaking to a former Morehead City Marlins announcer back in 2021. And, of course, that league is, as you say, a pretty competitive, good one. What did Morehead City do for you as far as to get you where you are today?
Oh, they did a lot. I mean, I think just giving me the opportunity to, you know, play every day right away. That was my second year being in the league. I was previously in Asheboro. But my coach at school had a great connection with Sam Carroll, who's the head coach there. And I think he did his research on me and just gave me a chance to play early on and rode with me, stuck with me. And so super thankful for him to just give me the opportunity, first of all, for a smaller school guy. I think getting that everyday experience, you know, swinging with the wood bat every day, being able to pick a bunch of brains from guys that went to, you know, schools all over the country did a lot for me. That experience was awesome. So thankful for it.
Nothing like summertime on the Crystal Coast, right?
Exactly. It was humid. It was really humid there. Kind of reminds me of here, too. But, it almost feels like home a little bit. So happy to be here.
What's it like going to school at a small liberal arts college in Kentucky? I looked today, said the enrollment at Transylvania is 1,100 students. There are a lot of high schools that have more students than that.
Yeah, I mean, my high school, I think, had a higher enrollment than my college did, which is pretty unordinary. But, we were in a big school setting. We had University of Kentucky right down the street. So you kind of got to experience the best of both worlds. If you wanted to go out and, you know, go to SEC football games, you could do that. But the school itself, very small school, but it was cool because it was everybody knows everybody kind of community, and you know, you get to gel with your professors and gel with your classmates. So that was kind of what stuck out to me going there is, you know, I wanted a good education first and foremost, and I feel like I was going to be able to get the most out of that just going to a smaller school. So I personally loved it.
What was a young Kentucky boys baseball team growing up, one? And two, is there any player that you modeled your game after growing up?
I was always a huge University of Louisville fan. I still am today, which is ironic because hadn't I got drafted, I was going to attend University of Kentucky. But Louisville, it was always U of L. It still is. I'll still go to, you know, I can't go to baseball games, but I'll go to football and basketball games in the off season. In terms of modeling my game, I always went after like smaller guys that, you know, those are the guys I looked up to. I think like Dustin Pedroia really sticks out, a guy who just played with his hair on fire. Never let his height kind of get in the way because I was very undersized for a really long time. And so seeing those guys, you know, have success at the biggest level was always an inspiration.
Last one for you. I've seen you in the hotel gym the last 2 days, not really lifting, but stretching and just getting your body right. How important is that for you? Because there's a lot of guys in this clubhouse, and I don't think every single one of them is going through the routine daily that you are.
Yeah, I think it's kind of an evolving process. I feel myself to be a pretty like heavy lifter, and I've kind of had to hone that or turn that down a little bit just as I've gotten older, and obviously with the season being as long as it is. But I like to keep my routine pretty long. There's a lot of things I, you know, like to accomplish. I have a pretty big checklist. So I think that's kind of who I am. And I think it's a big part of what got me here is just, you know, I always had a mindset I had to outwork everyone else, being an undersized guy and maybe having some limitations, you know, when I was younger. So, yeah, I kind of just got in the weight room right when I could, and when I was, you know, once I started learning about what I needed to do, I just fell in love with it and just kind of rode with it.
Love it. Trent, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.